KPOT Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Again, how you doing on this last Monday morning there for you?
Still dry. That thunder was something last night, though.
I woke up several times last night over different things, but one of them, I thought I heard some rumbling, but it didn't keep me from going right back to sleep, so who knows how loud it was over at our house. It might not have been that bad.
It was one. It must have been really close, and it shook the house.
So if we got any that close for us, we did, you know, about a week or so ago, we had that come by, and man, it just constant rumble in the house, but last night was relatively calm for us, I think.
Body showers all around today.
Yeah, I guess we'll just see how that plays out for us. I can tell where it had recently rained over here, but the roads are drying out, so I got no rain now, but it had definitely done it not too long ago.
Over here. I mean, I see some puddles here and there, but it was about midnight, I think, when it was really pouring down over here. Okay, this today?
I don't know. I think so. I guess I'll see what surprises me when I walk in today, find out what's going on, but yeah, we probably should have a fairly steady day. How about you? You got to do, like, reports or anything today?
Report day today, so. And then I guess they'll be interviewing people and trying to whittle down my replacement.
Is today your actual last day?
Wednesday's the last day.
Okay, hey, I couldn't remember. All right, well, good deal. So, yeah, hopefully they'll get somebody. I just have to stick with it on interviewing people and find something that works. Did you do some grass cut this weekend or anything? Did you have a good weekend overall?
I had a pretty good weekend. I didn't get no grass cut. I did some other projects. I had to fix some grandkids' bicycles, put some tires on, put some pedals on. Did that, and Mama was off on Saturday, so we went out. She was looking for her something that she felt more comfortable to shoot, so we were doing that.
Pulling on anything?
On that Ruger 5.7.
Pretty neat. That's a neat round. If you can, you know, I guess they're gonna. I don't know if they're gonna do any more. Like a mass production of that kind of stuff. I know for a while there, that stuff was kind of hard to come by. Not, you know, outside of the ammo climate that we're in now. Just it was regularly hard to come by. But hopefully they'll ramp that up for that Ruger that they came out with.
People making stuff to shoot that round, and we stopped at a little gun shop over there, and I guess it was Simpsonville, and they had. They had some, so we went in there and got some there.
The thing is cooking when it comes out of there. Isn't it something like 1,700 feet per second or something? Out of just that little short barrel, it's something pretty fast.
At a 5-inch barrel, and I guess it depends on the ammo, but averaging about 2,200 or 2,300.
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was over two or not, but man, that is cooking.
Not much recoil at all. It's like 30% less than a 9mm, they say. For capacity, so this one holds 21.
Those are neat guns for sure. They're fun to shoot.
I settled on a SIG P226.
Nice. Those are real nice. I'm not a huge fan of the double action for the transition guns from double to single, but those are, they're they're just a sweet, smooth shooting gun for sure. They're very enjoyable to shoot.
We already had a trigger job on it, so it was only 10 pounds on the double, and it's like 4 on the single.
You got a used one, or it came from the factory like that?
No, it came from the factory like that. It's got that short trigger reset, too.
Those are sweet, real nice. Which version did you get?
What is it? It's the P226 Elite. It's like a stainless with walnut grips.
That's what we're talking about. Yep, that's a good looking firearm. Yeah, those are just super enjoyable to shoot. They make a high quality firearm for sure.
And Mama's thinking about stealing it from me. She likes shooting it pretty good. I mean, that one and that CZ-75B. Only problem was on that CZ was she couldn't pull the rack back.
Definitely want to get something that you both can operate. So, yeah, that was a good call on that.
Somebody follows you so close you can't even see their headlights.
There's always someone out there doing that. That does get annoying. Four antennas up this weekend for 2 meter. Had a good time doing that. Set up a beam down at my brother-in-law's house in Lawrence, and moved my diamond that I've got up above the house. So it's up about. Probably close to 30 feet, I guess, 28, 30 feet before the antenna starts, and then it's 17 feet tall. So I got it way up in the air now.
Brother-in-law got a license?
Yeah, we're trying to move in that direction. He's downloaded the app. Now, so he can study. He hadn't taken his test or anything yet. So we had a couple extra pieces of kit laid around that we told him we'd just put down there if he'd get his license and stuff. So we went down and put that up this past Saturday, and then moved mine at my house, and so I was able to go 5 watts, and I could get into his radio from my house.
Yeah, that's a good deal. He'll be able to make the repeater fine from down there.
I tried it out after we set it up. I mean, I was talking on the guys on Mount Mitchell like I'm talking on Caesar's Head here.
Calling out, on some of those mountaintops for summits on the air and that, but I ain't never been able to get back to one from the truck radio yet. You helped today at work, right?
With Mike, you talking about? With Mike coming back?
Yeah, isn't he off of vacation today?
He won't be back in till Wednesday, I think. Yeah, he's still off today and tomorrow.
Ended vacation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Then I think he's got some more days coming up, like next week or something, I think. Like, comes in for a day, take a week and a half off, come in for a day, take a week and a half off, come in for 2 days, take 3 days off. It's something like that. It'd be crazy. I know he's got a good bit of time off this month.
FW. Yeah, it's probably one of those, if you don't use your vacation day, you got to start all over next year, right? You can't roll it.
Well, we can roll ours, but I think it's just he had several little mini trips with different people that they were wanting to get together on, so it all just ended up this month, I think, is the way it worked out, but we'll see. But I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here, get this day started. I hope you have a fantastic day today. I hope reports go well and things go nice and smooth for you. This is 7-3s, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4 POT.
good one in that, and hope you Monday isn't too bad. Look forward to catching you tomorrow on the radio, and I'll say 73 KN4 TFW.